In a few weeks, we'll be talking about Holy Spirit. But, you know, as we look at Ephesians chapter 5, people are always talking about being filled with the Spirit. And they got all kinds of ideas and all kinds of thoughts about what that means. And yet Paul so clearly defines it in Ephesians chapter 5, in a text that we rarely ever use in reference to the Holy Spirit or to being filled with the Spirit. And that is where he actually commands in Ephesians chapter 5, do not get drunk, this is verse 18, with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. See, that be filled there is, it's an imperative, like we talked about this morning. It's a command to be filled with the Spirit. But then following that, he defines how that's done in the following verses. And we've done it tonight. You've had the opportunity by your participation to be filled. He says that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. How? Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. Singing. That's another one. Also, that we are making melody in our hearts to the Lord. That's another one. That we are giving thanks in all things in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we are being subject to one another. All of those things there list how we're filled with the Spirit. Hasn't it been wonderful tonight to gather here together, to sing praises to God, to make melody in our hearts to Him, and be filled with the Spirit as a result, as He has commanded? Now, that's not even the verse I wanted to talk to you about tonight in devotional. But it just came to my mind. Paul said that we were talking about singing tonight, and it is a wonderful thing to come and to sing. Unfortunately and sadly, so many people go, well, it's singing night. And they miss out on being filled with the Spirit through it. There in that same chapter, in Ephesians chapter 5, backing up a few verses, Paul, previous to verse 15, he's talking about to stay away from those things that are in darkness. Stay away from those things that would lead you away from God, of course. And he says, therefore, be careful how you walk. You know, we live our lives, and the life we live is the walk that we engage ourselves in as we go through this life. We walk through this world. It's what we do. It's how we live. And he says, be careful. Be careful how you walk. Be, as we talked about this morning, being diligent in 2 Timothy chapter 2, being diligent to watch out for those things that we do and how we live. But he says, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Now, if we think about what is unwise and what is wise, all we have to do is go to Jesus Christ, right? In the Sermon on the Mount, as he concluded it, with the wise man and the foolish man. So if I want to know, what do you mean, Paul, to be wise? Well, according to Jesus, the wise man not only hears the words of Jesus Christ, but also does them. You know, a lot of people hear God's words. A lot of people hear what Jesus has had to say, and a lot of people ignore it, and they are foolish. But the wise man hears those words that Jesus spoke to us in God's word, and they do them, and that makes them wise. So he says do not be unwise, but wise. Making the most of your time because the days are evil. You know that making the most of your time, I love that. It's buying it. Buying back the time. Buying time from life for God. I want every moment and I want to give it to God. You know, so many parents, I think all parents do, good, bad, or indifferent parents. I guess indifferent parents, maybe not. But I think even the best of parents, when they take their child to college and they realize that child's left the home, they begin to think about all they didn't do, right? Because we'll never do it all. We'll never be able to do everything we would love to do with our children in those couple of decades that we have with them. We'll never be able to do all that we want to do. And so there is this little bit as we look back on them, we go, I wished I'd have done more. I wished I'd have done this. And we may have done the very best that we could do. And it doesn't mean that we've been bad parents. But we do that. We're circumspect to those things. I think that also we understand part of this whenever we lose somebody in death and we wish we had done this or we wish we had done that or wish we had talked to them about this or that. And we think about and we have certain regrets in regards to what we've lost. For far too many, there's going to come a day when eternity comes upon us. And they're going to look back and say, I wished I had done more. I wished I had bought the time. I wished I had taken the time and given it to God instead of to things that took me away from Him. I wished I had taken the time and given it to God instead of things that made me more like the world instead of more like Christ. And a lot of those people are going to be lost. And they're going to have a regret that they cannot ever do anything to change. Now is the time. Paul says, therefore, be careful. Make the most of your time. Make the most of today. He told the Romans that today is the day of salvation. To make the most of what we have right now. Don't look for day. Don't live your life in such a way that there is a regret in the eternity. And he says, then do not be foolish as you consider the time that we have. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then we reach the text that we talked about just a moment ago about being filled with the Spirit. Do not be foolish, but know what the will of the Lord is. If you want to make the most of your time, if you want to live wise, if you want to live a life that at the end of it there are no regrets, know what the will of the Lord is. And the will of the Lord is for you to obey His gospel. And we hope and pray that you will do that tonight if you have not. If you are a child of God and you haven't been living faithfully to what He has given to you, you have not been doing those things that Christ has commanded, know what the will of the Lord is. Repent of those things. Confess those things. Know that He's faithful and just to forgive you. If you need encouragement or you need prayers of the congregation for your spiritual needs, we want to help you with that. Won't you come as together we stand and as we sing.